Are you curious to find out what the seven sacred attitudes are? Or have you read the book and want to put the seven sacred attitudes to work in your own life? Well, either way, you've come to the right place. Hello and welcome. I'm Erica Ross Krieger, and this is the first in my downloadable audio series, Seven Sacred Attitudes in Action. In this segment, I'll give you an overview and briefly define what I mean by a sacred attitude. Then list all the seven sacred attitudes, give you a simple four-step process for accessing them, and provide a guided visualization exercise for you to explore the first sacred attitude in depth. Before I jump into the content, though, it's important to note that this recording contains a guided visualization, and you should not be driving while listening. Instead, you'll want to find a private space where you'll be undisturbed for about 20 to 30 minutes. Okay, let's get started with an overview and definition of sacred attitudes. Borrowing from my book, I'll begin by saying this. Some of our attitudes in life hold us back from being and doing all we're meant to be and do. Some of them even rob us of the richness of the moment and make our lives more difficult and complicated than necessary. There are other attitudes that foster meaningful action in our lives, lead to well-being, and deepen our learning along the way. Those are the attitudes I call sacred attitudes. And one definition of the word sacred, and it's the one I like to use a lot, is worthy of respect. The attitudes that bring us more fully into the world, as far as I'm concerned, are indeed worthy of respect. In my view, attitude's not about positive thinking. An attitude's all-encompassing. It includes more than just our way of thinking. It involves our physical being. Now, ballet dancers and pilots are very familiar with how comprehensive the word attitude is. In their respective fields, attitude involves the physical position of either the body or an airplane. To illustrate what I mean by this, let me give you a brief example. Suppose I told you that I went to a restaurant last night, or a diner. And the young waitress, let's say it was a waitress, that came up to my table really had an attitude. Now, suppose I didn't tell you anything more than that, just that the waitress had an attitude. I'll bet without me even telling you anything else, if I were to ask you to stand up right now and adopt the actual physical posture that that waitress had, you'd know exactly what to do. You know what I mean when I say the waitress had an attitude. If I told you to get into that posture, no doubt it would probably involve you putting your hand on your hip, tilting your head, rolling your eyes, maybe even snapping your gum. See, attitude is more than just our thoughts. When I look up the word attitude in Webster's dictionary, it actually says attitude, a physical posture, either conscious or unconscious, especially while interacting with others. So for me, and there's a lot more about this in my book, Seven Sacred Attitudes, for me, attitude really is all-encompassing. I can adopt an attitude. I can shift my attitude. I can do it from the thinking place outward to my physical posture, or I can shift my posture and shift my attitude. Over time, I've found that there are seven sacred attitudes that bring more meaning to life. Each of them actually has an opposite. And in airplane lingo, those are called unusual attitudes. So let me list the sacred attitudes first. The seven sacred attitudes are: 1, use inner wisdom. 2, accept what's so. 3, go slow. 4, do less. 5, show up. 6, trust the process. And 7, be with the question. Let me give you a brief overview of each one and its opposite. The first sacred attitude, use inner wisdom, is the basis for what we're going to explore in this segment, and I'm going to give you an exercise for it a little later on. But the Use Inner Wisdom attitude is all about you trusting you and trusting your inner wisdom. Its opposite, or its unusual attitude opposite, instead of using inner wisdom, is listen to everybody else. You know that place. So do I. It's when we listen to everybody else instead of ourselves. So the sacred attitude is use inner wisdom. And in fact, there's a physical posture that you have. It's your own unique posture. When you're using your own inner wisdom, there's a certain way you stand. There's a certain way you breathe. There's a certain way you carry your shoulders. And there's also a certain way you stand and hold yourself when you're using the opposite, when you're using the unusual attitude of listening to everybody else. Perhaps you collapse your shoulders. Perhaps your breathing gets more shallow. The second attitude, accept what's so, has as its opposite, unusual attitude, deny what's so. Don't look at it. Wish it would go away. You know that place. So do I. And so it becomes a practice that we learn to accept what's so. Not stand there like milquetoast or like a doormat. Just accept what's so and move forward from there. The third attitude, sacred attitude, go slow. I'll bet you can guess the opposite. Yep, go fast. We certainly know that one in this culture. But the interesting thing about go slow is talking about going slow on the inside, even while you're going about your busy day. Fourth attitude, sacred attitude, is do less. And its opposite is, yep, do more. But what I really mean by do less is do less of the unimportant stuff. Do less of the things that really aren't moving you toward your heart's desire. Do more of what's meaningful. The fifth attitude, sacred attitude, is show up. By that I mean come to life more fully. And the opposite, its unusual attitude, is hide out. Hold yourself back. That sacred attitude of show up, you think about it. There actually is a physical posture, and you know it, when you're showing up, when you're all of who you can be. You know how you stand. You know how you breathe. And you know how it feels in you. Likewise, you probably are familiar with the unusual attitude of don't show up. Hide out. Perhaps your shoulders are collapsed. Again, perhaps your breathing is shallow. The sixth attitude, sacred attitude, is trust the process. Specifically, I mean trust the process of life. Know that what you've put into place is what you've put into place, and then it's time to take a breath and let go. Trust the process. And the opposite of it is try to control the heck out of everything. No, just try to micromanage every single detail. Don't count on anything happening for the positive. Just absolutely try to control every last detail. Yep, the sacred attitude of trust the process probably has you taking a nice deep breath. And the final sacred attitude is be with the questions. And its opposite, its unusual attitude, is insist on the answers. Insist that you know the answer to everything before you move forward. Don't take risks. Find out all the answers. On the other hand, when you adopt the sacred attitude of be with the questions, you take a moment and you understand that questions can be like passports. They can take you places that you've never been. Follow the questions. In the coaching world, we call them inquiries. In the fact, at the end of this recording, I'll leave you with an inquiry. Be with the questions. That's the last of the sacred attitudes. Making these attitudes a regular part of life can become your top priority. And the simple daily process that you can use to cultivate the attitudes is a 4-step process, and it's very easy to remember and not often easy to practice. But that's what practice is all about for me. The 4 steps are stop, breathe, notice, and choose. Stop means take a nice, just stop where you are. Breathe means take a nice deep breath. Notice means pay attention. How are you scrunching your shoulders? How are you wrinkling your brow? What attitude are you in? And then finally, choosing. Choosing. Once we become conscious of our attitudes, how they show up in our thinking and our physical being, we become empowered to choose our attitudes. Choose not only postures, but thoughts that help us create more meaningful lives. So let's explore the first sacred attitude in this session. Let's explore use inner wisdom. To do so, I'm going to present you with an activity. And for the very first step in the activity, I'd like you to take a sheet of paper out. If you need to, pause the recording to get one. Pen and a piece of paper, actually. I'd like you to take a moment. Take a nice deep breath and go ahead and write down the one question that you would love to ask the wisest soul in the universe. If you could ask the wisest soul in the universe right now a single question for your life, for you, go ahead and write that down. And you can pause the recording while you take a moment to do that. Great. Now that you've written that single question down, go ahead and set it aside. I'm going to work with you through a guided visualization. This is going to involve about the next 15 minutes where you're going to have your eyes closed and need to be undisturbed and quiet. And of course, not driving. We're going to take a little visit to a very wise soul, a wise soul that we in the coaching world call your future self. So what I'd like you to do right now is to go ahead and settle in. You can either do this laying down or in the chair that you're sitting in. I'll assume that you're sitting in a chair in a place where you can put both feet flat on the floor. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and let it out. Take another nice deep breath in, and if you want, let it out with a sigh. Yeah, just like that. And when you're ready, allow your eyes to come to a close. And put your awareness at the top of your head. And now, onto your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Release any tension in your shoulders, in your neck, in your face. Let it go. Let it go down your arms, out your fingertips. Release any tension in your entire body. Let it go down through your legs, down through your feet, down into the earth. Great, just like that. And now put your attention back up onto your forehead and imagining a space between your eyes on your forehead, a space we'll call the third eye. Imagine that from that space, a beam of light goes right out into the universe, a beam of light of any color you choose. And allow that beam of light to shine way out through the atmosphere, out into space. And now imagine that you can travel along this beam of light. And as you travel, you're out past the atmosphere, out into space, amidst stars and planets and galaxies, beautiful light You're safe and comfortable, traveling along the beam of light and intersecting with another beam of light that you see of a totally different color. You intersect with that light, that beam of light, and you travel along that beam of light. And as you travel, it's taking you out into the future, back down through the atmosphere, above the earth, down to a place, your favorite place in nature. And as you travel along the beam into that favorite place in nature, it's 10 years from now. As I record this, that means it's the year 2017. And you've arrived at your favorite place in nature in the year 2017. I want you to pay attention to the scenery around you. What do you notice? Notice the smells. Notice the feeling of the air against your skin. Notice the sight. Notice nature in all her glory. Notice what you love about this place. Notice what you're wearing. Is it tropical or is it a snowy day? It's your favorite place in nature. And up ahead in a clearing are two wonderfully comfortable looking chairs. As you approach the chairs, you see that sitting in one of them is your future self, you in the year 2017. And you embrace and you sit down opposite of your future self and you're sharing a beverage and so delighted to spend time together. And your future self has agreed to answer a few questions that you have. And some of them I'm going to give to you to ask your future self. And the first one, I suggest that you ask your future self, and I'll be quiet while you listen to the answer, is, it's 10 years since I've seen you. What are you doing now? Ask your future self what they're involved in. Great. And now, ask your future self, how did they get where they are now? And now ask your future self, who's delighted to answer any questions you have, what was the greatest hurdle that he or she had to overcome in order to get from where you are to where he or she is now? And wait for the answer. Great. And now ask your future self, what tips or advice do you have for me when I go back to 2007 that I can take with me for any area of your life that you choose to ask her about? Ask your future self. Great, just like that. Now reach into your pocket and pull out that one question that you took with you and ask your future self that question that's just been burning hot for a long time. And I'll be quiet again. Okay, and now what happens is your future self tells you that he or she has a gift for you. And the future self reaches down and hands you a small box, beautifully wrapped. And your future self tells you that in this box is a gift to remind you that you're right on schedule and that you're doing what you need to be doing in your life. This box contains a gift from your future self to you to remind you that you're right on schedule. So go ahead and open that box and see what's inside. And as you take the object out of the box, just notice your feelings of gratitude to your future self. Notice if you're smiling. Notice if you have tears in your eyes. Simply notice. Now thank your future self for spending time with you. Ask your future self if there are any last parting words for you about any area of your life, health, finance, family, recreation, career, any last words. And when you're ready, say your goodbyes to your future self. And notice that your future self is getting up from the chair and walking slowly away, disappearing. You're there, seated, in your favorite place in nature, feeling oh so much richer for having visited your future self. And you close your eyes there and place your attention on your forehead, following the beam of light that's emitted from your forehead, back through the atmosphere, traveling back in time, intersecting with the original beam of light that took you out there in the universe, following that beam of light back down through the atmosphere above the earth, coming back to present time, to the year 2007, to the room where you are now. When I count backwards from 3 to 1, you'll come back refreshed, renewed, remembering everything you need. 3, wiggling your toes, shifting in your seat. 2, taking a nice deep breath. And 1, when you're ready, open your eyes, coming back to present time. And go ahead and hit the pause button on this recording and take a few moments to jot down any important notes from that exercise, any key learning from your future self, and hit the pause button. Nice work. To conclude this segment, let me invite you to revisit my website and click on the navigation bar to explore coaching. Or you can sign up for my power-packed Coaching Gym Thursday. Or if you haven't done so, you can buy the book. Or you can contact me for more information about my full coaching program called Success, It's in Your Nature. I'd love to work with you. That exercise is just one of the many tools that I offer my clients. So I'd like to thank you for spending time with me today. I hope that exercise was valuable for you. And let me leave you with an inquiry to consider. And that inquiry is this: when would now be a good time for you to come to life more fully? Once again, when would now be a good time for you to come to life more fully? Thank you so much for being with me here today.